Galesburg High School, Marie Chapinski, privileged to be with you at the University of Illinois Marching Championships on October 20th. I'm sure every judge is talking about the wind, which is about 50 miles an hour, no exaggeration. It's crazy. So do the best you can. Obviously, we understand, and here we go. That wind is blowing so hard, your soloist is having trouble getting up there. Okay. So out of darkness we come, right? Yeah, good effort with the lunge. And the extension. Are our shoulders supposed to stay facing the back? Oh yeah, I think they are. So we have a few upper body orientation problems here. This is more of a free form move. So we appreciate the variance in technique shown there. Again though, the technique not really that similar. I'm not looking for uniformity there, but just technique of approach to the crouched form. Good combination there. Simultaneous responsibility of the music and the footwork. The expansion of drill. Here, the adjusted step to the front. Yeah. Yeah, flag line. Good training with that one-handed work. Don't worry about dropping the flag. It's like totally understandable. You know, I was going to say the trombones didn't know how to build that, but I think it's the way it was written, not the way that they marched it. Boy, you're very exposed with the white pants, which I know you know. But performers did a really good job there in that last segment. But here, you know, we missed the turn, so timing of the turn was an issue. Woodwinds, a little bit of phasing in those feet, right in the front stage. And of course, that's not something we want to hear toward the end of the year. Back to the linear block form. Performers understand it well. Good job there. The change of space and the creation of density when you go to the pods is a welcome change to this linear feel. Very well done by the flag line. As far as their timing, their artistic expression. Change of visual speed here, and again, the use of line, direction, speed, all working to your advantage to create different textures on the field until we end up in the blocks. The choreography as written for the color guard, very musical. Well, the timing of the footwork in the back could use a little bit of work. I realize the battery's not playing back there, Woodwinds. Well, our soloists had some trouble today, but the performers recovered, okay? Color Guard right on track here with this. Good job. And band, you have to remember, especially the front arc, when we're going to kneel down, boy, everybody can see those errors, okay? So our spacing needs to be proper if you're going on after today, obviously. But that's why I see is a really not very strong front arc. Change of costume, another responsibility for the color guard. Good job. Percussion line, out of step, right in the front. That's a little scary during our feature, okay? Appreciate the use of the texture there in the backfield with the lower level body work, the pods in the front with the body shaping. Simultaneous responsibility of the color guard, changing costume, all that. Here again, using the elements of design, coming across diagonally in the linear, very strong. Not perfect, band, but very good. Good environmental challenge here, spread from the 20 to the 15. Yeah, color guard, good job. All in all, I thought it was a pretty good run for the band. I really did. I think that, you know, there's some places where we're a little repetitious in the block drill or the linear feel. However, that is your style. You've got it going on. Performers get it. To see such blatant out of step at times or out of position at times, you know, you're very exposed in the white again. And so, you know, there's something to be said for that. But overall, a well-trained band, good job. I hope the tape is a benefit to you. Congratulations.